I Kriya Shema every day. There is a machlokes in the Gemara whether the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min haTorah or mid the Rabbanan. How can it be mid the Rabbanan? And it says in the Chumash B'shach B'chal U'Bukumecha. So that opinion in the Gemara and Tosfos seems to paskan like that opinion. That opinion in the Gemara holds that it's not a separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema. B'shach B'chal U'Bukumecha just means you should learn a little bit every day and every night. But we in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskan like the Rambam, like that opinion in the Gemara, that Kriya Shema is the Raisa, these are two distinct mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to learn, then there's another mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to be the Kabbal O Malcho Shammai. How much of Kriya Shema is Ben HaTorah? So that's a big dispute in the Rishonim. So there were four opinions. The Ramban is of the opinion that only Pasuk Rishon, the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is Ben HaTorah, and the fact that we recite the two parshiyas, that's only Ben HaRabbanan. Rashi's opinion in the very first Rashi in Brachas on the Mishnah, Rashi seems to assume that the first parsha is Ben HaTorah, when it says, Vishinantam Levanecha, Peshach B'chav Kamecha, that goes on reciting that parsha. When it says in the second parsha, Lamadatam Osam Ez Benechem, that just means you should learn Torah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by Yom HaBalayla. Tosfos opinion, the first Tosfos in Brachas disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos understood that both parshas, both Shema v'Yom Shemaya, says B'shach B'chav Kamecha, means you have to say these two parshas, Kabbalas on Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas on Mitzvus. And the Rambam writes a fourth opinion. The Rambam writes that Min HaTorah, all three parshas are Min HaTorah. That's surprising because we usually assume the reason why we recite the third parsha is because of a different mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Pesach night, there's a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim to tell the story of Arichas. And every day and every night, we say, Yimecha Yecha HaYamim, Kol Yimecha Yecha HaLeilos. There's an obligation just to mention briefly Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night. Why does the Rambam say that the third parsha is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. What does it have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So some understand that the pshat is, like the Ibn Ezra writes on the Aseres HaDibros, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, he should have said, Anochi Hashem Elokim Shebarasu Shamayim Vo'aretz. So the Ibn Ezra answers, no, the Jewish people didn't witness that. They weren't watching when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. They just experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim 7 weeks earlier. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. You experienced, you saw the Gilui Shechina at the time of Makas Becharbis, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha. The fact that you lived through all of these things. And today we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a historical tradition from our grandparents, from their grandparents, and so all the way back, with 7 million people witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why we have a Kabbalah on Malchus Shamayim, because we know that all of this is true. We'll continue tomorrow. Have a nice day.